Prison will soon be home for a woman who fatally shot a Canton man. Today, Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt sentenced 28-year-old Chabriwana Glenn of Akron to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 23 years. Glenn pleaded guilty to charges including aggravated murder. As part of a plea deal, charges of aggravated burglary, felonious assault, robbery, and related gun specifications were dismissed. On December 1st, 67-year-old Douglas Adkins was found wounded at his home near Cleveland Avenue and 18th Street Southwest. He died from his injuries 4 days later. Prosecutors say Glenn was intoxicated at the time of the shooting, but the motive was never made clear. Canton firefighters responding to a house fire this morning found a body in the building. The identity of the male victim has not been released. Firefighters discovered heavy flames coming from the home on Lincoln Avenue Northwest just before 1:30. Investigators say they believe the fire was intentionally set. The Stark County Coroner's Office is investigating. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Canton Fire Department or State Fire Marshal's Office. Tomorrow marks 2 weeks since a man died while being arrested by Canton police who responded to a traffic crash. On April 18th, Frank Tyson fled his vehicle after it struck a utility pole on Sherrick Road Southeast and struggled with officers who apprehended him at the nearby Amvets Club. He was put face down on the ground with his arms handcuffed behind his back. Tyson complained that he couldn't breathe. He died at Altman Hospital. Two officers have been placed on administrative leave. High-profile attorney Benjamin Crump is scheduled to speak about the incident at a news conference in Canton. It will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at St. Paul AME Church on Tuscarawas Street East. Members of Tyson's family are expected to be in attendance. A sentence is handed down for a man convicted of hiding his father's assets from the IRS. 33-year-old Christopher Karasarides was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison. Investigators say he also served as a straw owner for his father's business and delivered false promissory notes and filed false tax returns. Christos Karasarides was among 10 people indicted in the investigation of skill games parlors operating between 2016 and 2018. He was convicted in January. The younger man reportedly held $239,000 of his father's cash between 2016 and 2022. The Timken Company reports slower first-quarter earnings, adjusted net income of $103.5 million compared to $122.3 million a year ago. Sales of $1.19 billion were down 5.7% from 2023. In March, the company named Tarek Mehta as its next president and CEO. He will succeed Richard Kyle in September. Kyle says the first-quarter numbers continue to demonstrate the company's strength and resiliency. A crash Tuesday morning involved a Marlington local schools bus. The crash occurred at South Sawburg Avenue and Overcrest Street Northeast just before 8 a.m. The bus was carrying 4 students to Lexington Elementary. Paramedics evaluated those involved at the scene. No one was transported to a hospital. The crash remains under investigation. The discovery of 97 rabbits in a Canton home has the Stark County Humane Society asking for help. The repository reports the 4 parakeets, 7 cats, and 1 dog were also found Thursday in a 7th Street Northwest residence. The rabbits are being kept in a pole barn completed in January on the agency's property. They are currently being held as evidence in the hoarding investigation. The public is being asked to help provide items such as rabbit food pellets, fresh vegetables, pine bedding, bowls, cages, and cage water bottles. The 109 animals collected is the most in 1 day for the Humane Society. Mahoning County has settled a sexual harassment lawsuit filed against a sheriff's deputy. The suit was filed by Vanessa White. She alleged that Edward Maloney made inappropriate remarks and physical advances to her and sexually assaulted her while he was supervising her as she performed court-ordered community service. Attorneys for Maloney, the sheriff, and commissioners denied the allegations. The case was submitted to mediation earlier this year, and the settlement was reached in late March. Terms were not released. Federal Judge Benita Pearson dismissed the suit. A man has been sentenced to 3 years probation for a shooting in Youngstown. 20-year-old Christopher Sherman was handed the punishment today by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio. Sherman pleaded guilty last month to 2 counts of felonious assault stemming from the June 2022 incident. Prosecutors say he opened fire on a car on Clearmont Avenue. A 15-year-old girl who was a passenger was wounded. 3 other people in the vehicle were not hurt. The girl later said on social media that Sherman was not the shooter. Another witness identified him as the gunman but recanted and then changed his mind. Punishment has been dealt to a Struthers man who pleaded guilty to child pornography charges in March. 35-year-old Carlos Hernandez was sentenced to 5 years in prison. He must register as a Tier 2 sex offender following his release. Hernandez was sentenced Tuesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He pleaded guilty to 10 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. As part of a plea deal, 10 additional counts were dismissed. Gonzalez possessed obscene material with a child as one of its participants in February 2022. A man will be sentenced next Wednesday for a shooting in Warren. 41-year-old Danny Lee Isom faces 2 to 12 years in prison for the assault and 3 additional years for using a gun. He was convicted of felonious assault in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. Investigators say Isom shot 44-year-old Eddie Pierce multiple times last August. Pierce suffered serious injuries. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources is investigating after a body was found at Mosquito Lake State Park. Body was found Tuesday afternoon in a wooded area at the Bezetta Township location. Officials from multiple agencies had been searching the area after a missing person's vehicle was found at the marina. Additional information was not available. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.